Last Save Loaded, Season 3, Episode 22. Hello and welcome to this special live recording of Last Save Loaded with me, Justin Smith, and literally sat beside me, Mr. Colm Sheridan.
Yes, quite physically I am sitting next to Justin. I can feel the warmth of his thighs. Yes, I'm here in Ipswich.
You're not that close to me.
Well, I'm not sitting on your lap, that's what it means.
Well, I was wondering whether...
We are close enough to touch each other if we want
definitely,
to.
Definitely, yes. Yes. But we don't want to.
No, we don't do them things anymore. Now we're respectable people.
No. So, yes, this is the long-awaited home visit.
Yes, home visit, yes.
After 10 years, we've finally done more than just shared a hotel room.
Yes, we've done... I should be sleeping in Justin's bedroom tonight, but without Justin this time.
No, I should be sleeping in the spare room. Yes. Now, as we record, it is 8:34 in the evening, which I'm sure for you, Colm, means you're probably getting ready for bed after your set-off time this morning.
Yes, I was up early this morning. I was up at quarter past three this morning, waiting for my taxi man to arrive. So I got myself a nice bowl of Cocoa Pops. And then I arrived in the airport and the flight arrived in Ipswich at about 10 to 8.
The flight arrived in Stansted.
Stansted, sorry.
Yes, and then Justin didn't get to Stansted until 8 o'clock. And then by the time he got on the ferry, the shuttle bus over to the terminal, saw what I thought was Mr. Colm Sheridan and turned out to be someone else. So I ran down a path, walked into a waiting room and immediately realised that's not you and kind of just had to, you know, give that innocent look of I haven't just chased down here to see completely the wrong man. And then went upstairs into the arrivals lounge and... waited inside the exit, but you were outside the exit on the other side of the doors waiting for me.
Yes, exactly, yes, because Justin told me to wait at the exit. We didn't specify inside or out, so I just went out anyway and then discovered he was inside. So I'm just curious to know, what was the man he thought was looked like me? Was he similar to me? Had he got a hood up, or was it just...
He did have a hoodie.
All right.
He was of similar stature and similar...
build.
Well, I was going to say of similar follically challenged, headwear.
Of course, yes. Bald. Yes, exactly.
He had...
Fluff.
He had light amounts of hair, yes.
Yeah, fluff.
But I text from the bus going, I can see you, as it pulled in, and then, no, it's not you.
Yeah, so he arrived a little later than usual, but I didn't give out to him, so, you know.
Well, you saw as we were coming home, you saw the traffic that was there for roadworks, where... Nice 40-mile-an-hour limit for roadworks that weren't actually happening. There was no reason at all.
Yes, there was no reason for the 40-mile-an-hour limit. I don't understand. But anyway, we did it, and he abided by the rules, which is very good. I was impressed. Justin is a very good driver. He's not an angry driver, as you may think he's an angry driver, the way he records his podcast sometimes. But no, he's a cool, calm, collected driver. I have to say, I was suitably felt safe in his car.
And then we drove through the countryside up the A12 and got to Ipswich, went to the big Tesco, and the first thing you wanted to get was more Cocoa Pops.
Yes, more Cocoa Pops, because I just need to have the Cocoa Pops in the morning. And I had another bowl when we got here.
Yes.
So I just want to say a special thank you to Justin, who bought the Cocoa Pops as well as a few other water things and stuff. Because I have basic needs, let's put it that way.
Yes, you're drinking like a flower today.
I do drink a lot. I do drink a lot. I usually have one of them filtered water bottles that you refill. But Justin has... I'm on my third 1.5 litre bottle. Is it 1.5 litres? Yes, it's 1.5 litres. I'm on my third one there, so maybe I'm drinking too much water, but maybe not.
Yeah, so just in case anyone's thinking Irish stereotypes, when Colin said he does need to drink a lot, we are talking water.
Yeah.
Flavoured water is the drink of the day.
Yes, flavoured water, strawberry flavoured water.
And will that be the drink of the day tomorrow when you do actually venture into a pub?
Yeah, probably will, yeah. Or I'll probably have a 7-Up or a Coke or something. I can't be arsed.
Or soda water and lime.
Yeah, soda water and lime, yes. Something like that. Or my waddy. But you don't have my waddy over
no,
here, so
we
I can't have that, can I? I can't be going into the pub and asking for my waddy. I might get kicked out or something.
I think they'd say, what?
Exactly.
Yeah. So prior to packing your bags, and you said you've been packed for about 3-4 days.
Yeah, I've been packed for 3 or 4 days. I travel light now. Most of the stuff that was in my bag was little presents I got for Justin and his two friends. I just have a few spare tops and a few jocks and socks, you know, because, you know, as my mother used to say, never go outside without a dirty pair of jocks on just in case you get knocked down. But if you're going to get knocked down, you're going to shit your pants anyway, aren't you? So, I mean, you know, where's that logic come from? But anyway, so that's all I have. I travel light. I've more vitamin pills than I have anything else. I just look like a pharmaceutical company.
You did have a nice Ziploc bag full of various things. And yeah. The first thing you did was say, no, just to reassure you, this is whatever you're doing. It clearly can't be anything that bad because you got it through customs, right?
Yes, there you go. Yes. Didn't even have to take the pills out of the bag this time. They let me leave them in the bag. So
speaking of customs, are we getting your whiskey before we drove back to the airport, or are you going to try and buy it at the airport?
I'm going to try and buy it at the airport on the way back.
And all the cigarettes.
Well, I've got the cigarettes coming out, which is not a problem. But I went over to the man in Dublin Airport today and I gave up 2 bottles of whiskey. Now, these 2 bottles of whiskey are not for me. They are for my father-in-law, who likes a bit of whiskey. And basically, I said to him, listen, I got a bottle of whiskey the last time coming through here. And it was confiscated on the way back. And he said, where are you going from? England. Yes, they'll confiscate it because you're not meant to be. They're not in the EU, so it doesn't work that way anymore. I said, you're not giving me one of them fancy bags with the... No, we don't give you that bag. So I'm hoping I can get some whiskey for the man. He is 89 tomorrow.
It's going to be an expensive confiscation if they don't let you get it through.
I'll see. Well, the only thing, I can get stopped at Dublin Airport, but, you know, who knows? I probably will get stopped at Dublin Airport. Stripped butt naked and maybe a hand up the arse. Who knows? That could just round off the perfect weekend for
me. Well, I'm sure if that's what you want, we can.
No, I don't want.
We can make a call in advance.
Please do not want that. I do not need that pain in my life.
Well, what's been going on with the rest of the week then, other than being packed and ready?
Well, I got my results from my maths, Justin.
And you did rather well?
61 or 62%. No, I didn't do rather well. I did extremely well for me because we had skills demos and I had already passed the maths, so I knew I'd passed. And according to my lecturer, he was a bit little disappointed in the results of the test due to the fact that I'd done so well in my skills demo. And I said, well, I just walked in there and I couldn't retain any information in my head. And he just said, okay, fair enough. So I got 9 out of 40 in the maths exam. But luckily I had passed already, so that brought me up to 61%, he said.
Okay. Well, we'll move on. The important thing is it's done.
It's done. It's out of the way. Four subjects in 2 years. It's supposed to be a 2-year course. I was supposed to do 4 subjects a year, but, you know, life doesn't always work out the way you want it to.
No,
so.
But like we were saying earlier...
would I be doing myself?
And you're still able to be a student without any fear of them going, no, you can't do this anymore, you should have finished by now?
Well, yeah, they're the problem. They're the problem. They're the ones with the problem. They delayed the whole scenario, so they have to take responsibility by giving me an extension. So they've given me a 6-month extension till October, and then if I need another 6 months, I'll probably give me 6 months. So that'll be 3 years in a 2-year course.
And then when you get home next week, you're going to be granddadding.
That was the week before that.
So you're not doing that this week?
No. There's enough granddadding. I did that last week. So I was off for 4 days and I had to do granddad duties. I was taking the night times and Sandra was doing the days. Well, I was doing the night times and a bit of the day, and any dirty nappy syndromes came into play. I had to deal with them. The poo-poo nappies, not the wee-wee nappies.
So you're a bit glad I've got air freshener down in the toilet?
I'm very glad of it. Yes, Justin has a nice air freshener down his toilet too. Although, lately my poos have not been smelling, but that's probably too much information, so if you feel the need to click that out, feel free.
I can remove that in a...
But my sinuses have been acting up, so maybe I can't smell. So, yes. So, what about yourself, Justin?
Well, for me, it's been month-end, month-start work. So, I was a bit concerned with taking Friday off and then also having Monday, Tuesday next week off, that I was going to be dropping myself in it and giving myself extra work. So, I was fully prepared on Thursday night, well, to be working on Thursday night to make sure my reports from my manager got in on time. But I luckily was able to just... you know, be left alone. We did have to let go one of the people in our team this week, our relatively new starter. So next week is going to be going through that fun of having to do the training that we've recently done on someone else, because we're getting a temp in. But oh. I'll be heading back to Swindon for month end at the end of June, going in on the Thursday, Friday, because it's... I think it's Friday the 30th, so
right.
And then I won't be there at the start of the month, but I'll be going back for some of it. And you know, Ruth's daughter's saying, "Why do you have to keep going back?" It's like, well, I haven't actually been back for 3 months, so this is the first. I don't think it's uncalled for. I don't think it's unfair to expect me to go back one in three, because that would still only be 4 times a year.
Yeah,
and you know, I used to be doing it every month, as you know.
Yeah, yeah, and you were staying there for a few days as well.
Well, I'll be staying there for a couple of nights this time.
Yeah.
Come to think of it, I shall have to send a message to my parents and just check the parent hotel is open.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you see, it's always good that you keep in contact with your parents, Justin. I've been telling you this for years, but you never listen. So, you know, you don't just ring them up at the spur of the moment and say, "Can I stay in your
gap?" No, I send them a text saying, "I'm planning to be back at the end of the month. Is that a problem?" And Mother usually replies with, "Yeah, fine, we'll be away." So, no problem.
You still have a spare key then, Justin, do you?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Oh, that's very interesting.
And they've got a key for this place. So,
wow, okay.
If they happen to be on this side of the country, not that I'm sure that they would really drop in, they go camping in the Forestry Commission site that's up the road.
Okay.
But it's an inconvenience to then come and visit.
Of course it is, yes, of course.
So yeah, other than work, you know, head down and getting on with it for a change. New season of the Blood Bowl League that I won trophies for, that's just started. We've had a bit of a falling out with the board game cafe that we were doing our league in, and to the point where everyone said, "You're charging us a lot of money and we're not getting anything for it," so we went with our feet, and we now play at a pub who was quite happy to put us up and have our custom for an evening at probably half the price of what we were paying this cafe.
Good.
It was quite devious, really, because they have this like published agenda of what they're doing on any given day for the activities, and they used to put up Blood Bowl on Tuesday at £5, and then they put up this new one for June, and it said £6. And we all went, "Well, no one's talked to us about that. You know what? It's already expensive at £5. you can't just put it up without telling us.
Yeah.
And
£5 a head.
Yeah.
All right.
And yeah. So one person kind of messaged them, and they were like, "Oh no, that was a misprint from when we were copying our drafts." And we all went, "Yeah, it's a bit convenient that everyone else's prices have gone up and ours hasn't after we've challenged it."
Yeah. Yeah.
So it just seemed too convenient.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've moved on from there, and now it's a case of just arrange your games and play where you can. So we got that happening, and then the other league that I'm joining, that will start on a week Thursday, I believe. So I've got a name plaque that I have to paint that's downstairs stuck to the fridge, because they've got magnets. So they have a board in their shop where they can put the positions of everyone in the league, so as you play your games. And they've got some like model pitches with like stands and supporters and stuff, to trying to make it a bit more realistic rather than just cool. A flat bit of card.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and then in October, I have taken the plunge and organised my own tournament, which is going to be happening here in Ipswich. We put it up on Thursday lunchtime, and by Thursday night... Was it Thursday lunchtime or Wednesday? I think Thursday. Anyway, I've got 6 people of 24 spaces already signed up for it. So I don't think we're going to have a problem selling it out. Once that happens, we've got to work on what prizes we're going to buy to give away.
Would the prizes you're going to buy to give away based on the subscriptions?
Or
the entrance fee?
Yes, the entrance fee will pay for the hall hire. And yeah, it should pay for the prizes. So I've already paid the deposit for the hall, so I've put that in from my own money before I start getting the money in from the entries.
Yeah.
Just so I know that the venue is secure.
Yeah.
And then
you have to pay the money up front?
I had to pay 50% of the booking fee up front, and then in October I'll pay the other 50% and £100 for the
insurance
retainer.
Clean. All right.
So if nothing gets broken and, you know, we leave the place clean and tidy, we get that £100 back, but we've got to give it to them first.
Right.
But luckily they didn't ask for that up front. They said that we can sort that out later.
Okay.
What
type of hall is it?
It's a church... it's a church hall. So it's like a community, a parish hall for... You've got the church on one side of the road and then the hall's next to it. So... Lots of parking and, across the road they've got a Subway and a KFC and newsagents, and then there's a supermarket just 5 minutes down the road. So, yes, we're charging £15. Some places only charge 10, but a lot will charge 15.
Yeah.
But we also then have all the amenities that people could want nearby.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, they don't have to pay to park and stuff like that, which they would have done if I'd have...
Yeah.
Done it somewhere in town.
So there is parking facilities.
Yeah, well, there's parking spaces. Nice. Yeah, there isn't a man at the gate going, "Give me a key and I'll come find a space for you."
So what is the deal with these things? If you have 24 players, does it tend to be just 24 players come along, or do the friends come along too?
Most of these things, it will only be the people that have signed up are the ones that will turn up, because they know they're going to play.
Yeah.
Other people... may bring kids with them for the day because they don't have any other option.
Right.
But you don't tend to get many spectators. We might get a few people from the clubs in town come along just to see it going on.
Yeah.
But there's not normally much of a spectator scene. It's tends to just be the players themselves.
Right.
I'm not playing because I'm going to be running it, so I don't have to... take my old laptop with the knackered screen, take this monitor here and so that I can wire it up and and run all the software.
Okay.
And I'll have to test the software a few times throughout the year just to make sure I can get it all working properly.
What's the software you use then?
So it's a bespoke software called Score, but there is there's also an app that some of the leagues run that's called TorPlay, and it basically allows everyone to enter everything into it with what players they've got on the team and what skills they've got and everything.
All right.
So you can just
match that's it up specific on that. To Blood Bowl, is it?
Yes. Yeah. All it right. is, yeah.
That's cool.
So that's kind of what's been going on with me.
Nice. What's Tina Jura control, Justin?
Well, moving on to the topic of the show, not the topic of the show, the normal format of the show, I need to ask, in the chronological order, I'm assuming this is written in there correctly, what was your last save loaded, what was the last thing you watched?
It was Spider-Man 2 last weekend.
Is this Spider-Man 2 Tobey Maguire? Is this Amazing Spider-Man 2?
You know, it's not Spider-Man at all. It's Superman, as written down in the show notes. Why I said Spider-Man. It's probably because the Spider-Verse was up there in front of... In front of where Justin was looking at. So it's Superman, the original Superman, of course.
Christopher Reeve.
Yes, Christopher Reeve was on a bank holiday Monday. We had a bank holiday Monday last week. Last Monday, should I say. So I proceeded to watch that again, probably for the 20th or 30th time. But, you know, CGI has not aged very well, but it's still an enjoyable little movie, as they say.
I still find it bizarre thinking that they filmed it at the same time that they filmed Superman 1 and then just kind of cut it and released it as two films.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's I remember going to the movies, the picture house to see this. So, you know, it has some fond memories for me. Justin was probably not old enough to he probably still in nappies by the time this came out. Actually, he probably wasn't even born.
I'm sure it came out in the 80s. I remember being in Germany and watching it. I was eight, and that was between 83 and 87. But it may have been made earlier than that. But I definitely remember when Superman 4, The Quest for Peace, came out, because that was all nuclear propaganda.
Never watched that one.
That's the one with the Atomic Man, and Superman's rounding up all the nuclear weapons and taking them and chucking them in the sun. And Lex Luthor gets one of Superman's hairs to clone it and basically creates him from the nuclear weapons.
Oh, right. This is the dark Superman, and he fights with himself. Is that the one?
No, that's in 3.
Yeah, that's from 3. In 3,
gets... they deal with red kryptonite, which kind of makes him a bit, like, drunk.
Yeah. He's a doppelganger of some sort, isn't he? He's just fighting himself.
He gets all mean and starts, just going around.
So he gets moody, like, Tell me where I got in Spider-Man and Superman.
Yeah.
Or and Spider-Man, even.
Ends up being Superman versus Clark Kent at one point. But what's the deal? There's a bit in Superman 2 where he just kind of, like, grabs the S off his chest and throws it, and it kind of, like, just knocks the guy over a little bit. It's like, well, that didn't really do much.
No. Well, I mean, Superman 2, he falls in love with Lois Lane, and then he basically just falls in love too quickly for my liking, and then just doesn't want to be Superman anymore. But then, you know, I enjoyed it. It's a classic, as far as I could say. And then we watched Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, because we had our grandchild over last week, so there was plenty of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse going on, and all that sort of malarkey that goes with it. Disney Plus is really... it's really worth it.
Hot dog.
You know it, Justin.
I did actually download it, ready to put in the show a couple of weeks ago, and then I didn't do it.
Oh, thank God. So
it's on my hard drive, ready to go.
Yeah, don't do it, Justin. We might get copyrighted for that.
We're not doing this for money.
No, we don't.
Fair use policy.
All right, fair
use. It's not Nintendo. We're not going to get struck.
So, and then the last thing I'm watching, I'm on season 3 now of The Boys. So, I think I'm on the 3rd episode now. So, yeah, very good. Can't really spoil it by saying that. But I'm sure loads of people have watched it. And
to get to one very infamous, very graphic episode then.
Yeah, I haven't got there yet. there was a couple of disturbing ones at the start of season 3. But, quite vile, but...
yeah,
in a funny sort of sick way. But anyway, so that's really all I've been watching, Justin. So what about yourself, Justin? What have you been watching?
Well, I haven't put it on there, but the season finale of Taskmaster has happened. I know you've never got into Taskmaster,
no.
So we won't say much more about that. 71, end of subject. But I have also, as an aside from that, been watching some of the outtakes that have been circulating on the Tube of You.
Yes.
And some of them you think, well, why didn't you just leave that in the show? Because it was, gave some context. It was quite funny, but
you know, they have to
decide what they're cutting and what they're leaving in.
Yeah.
So yeah, so there was Taskmaster, and following that, or preceding that, I went to the cinema and shortly before going to the gym the other night, because they're in close proximity, same car park, and I went to go and watch Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. And I believe you saw the picture I put out.
Yeah.
When I went to the cinema there, as I was literally the only person in the screening.
Wow.
And so I'm sat there, and after about 10-15 minutes, one person walked in, walked past me up the stairs, and then a few minutes later walked back down, and I could see on his back he had the like Fight Film Piracy shirt on, so he was obviously the man in there to make sure I wasn't recording it, just coming and checking up on me. You know, because if I've got no one else there, there's no one to stop me.
Yeah.
And then probably another 5-10 minutes after that, two more people came in and just sat down and watched the rest of the film.
Right.
And the film went on for quite some time. But it's clearly part two of three.
Okay, yeah.
So there will already in development for Beyond the Spider-Verse.
Right.
And it's... What can I say? Peter Parker, or Peter B. Parker, I think it is, from the first one, is back in it. He's got a kid. It confused me a bit at the start, because it starts off with Gwen Stacy, or Spider-Gwen, not with Miles Morales. And I think it was a good 20 minutes before Miles was even in the film.
Okay.
So when you think, like, it's not Miles Morales across the Spider-Verse, it is Spider-Man across the Spider-Verse.
Right.
And there was, rather than having the same team from the first one, although most of them, no, in fact, I think, to be fair, they are all featured. They have Spider-Punk.
Okay.
So, you know, you have this guy who's drawn like he's in the Sex Pistols with the, never mind the, you know.
Buzzcocks.
Well, yes, the other word. the word that was thrown around the dinner table a few times earlier today. Yes. And then there's, you know, Spider-Man 2099, who is running the Spider-Verse.
Is there a easy-to-follow storyline? Do you have to watch the first one to watch this?
No, I think there's a, like, you know, previously on... previously on Spider-Man thing.
Okay.
But it's clearly just, you know, going ready for the next one.
Yeah.
I must admit, like, I was thinking, I know the film was not a short film.
Yeah.
But it felt like after 2 hours, I was thinking, it doesn't seem like this is about to finish soon. Right.
Okay.
It feels like it's just really got to the...
middle part.
That's it.
Right.
So... you know, if I have my way, I shall take you to watch it tomorrow.
Cool.
And have you seen the first one?
Yes, I did. A few years back when it came out.
Yeah, good.
I thought it was fun.
And then a film I'm not going to take you to see, because I don't think you have any interest in explosions, is Fast 10.
Well, apart from the explosions that come out of my ass now and again, but anyway, we won't go there.
Well, you're probably not too interested in them either.
My son's a big fan of the Fast 10, Fast series, so he... I don't know if he's a big fan, but he goes to see them religiously when they come out, so he has done.
I have seen most of them. I think Tokyo Drift's probably the only one I haven't actually seen at the cinema over the last, like, 20-odd years.
Right.
I mean, they've just gone weird now.
Yeah.
And the whole point... this is kind of like a follow-up to 5...
Right.
I think it's 5, where they steal a vault in Brazil and drag it around the streets. But the story is basically the person that they stole the vault off, Jason Momoa's character, is that guy's son. So he's out for vengeance.
And, okay.
Stuff happens, you know.
Yeah.
And
unbelievable stuff.
Yes. Unbelievable stuff.
But I did watch the last one in the cinema, and
And it appears nobody can ever really die because they brought more people back from the dead.
Yeah. Oh, did they?
Yeah. Because they got the Japanese guy back that was supposed to have died at the end of Tokyo Drift. Yeah, he was back several films ago.
Right.
But someone else comes back that you've already written off as being dead as well. And it's like, really? Come on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's kind of all I've been watching, really.
You watched that in 4D, did you?
I watched it in the 4DX, yes.
Right.
So it was 2D, but moving chairs and water raining on me. And
did it add to the immersion?
It did. It was quite immersive getting rained on.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
When you say rained on, is it like just a little squirt of water, or is there...
It's enough that you go, my face is wet now. But it doesn't get you soaked by any stretch of the imagination.
Do they supply you towels to wipe your face off?
No. It's not that bad.
Okay.
The cinema's hardly flooded at the end of it.
Okay, fair enough. Are the seats comfortable?
Yeah, apart from when you're getting punched in the back by the motors in the chairs.
Okay.
And, you know, the chair rocks around and tips you forward and tips you back.
Do they have speakers in the chair?
No, there's little jets of air in the chair that like to replicate whether someone's going past your ears.
Okay. Seems like a lot of effort just to enhance. Is every chair in that cinema...
The same.
Same. So they can only... They can only show 4D or 4D movies in that cinema.
No, they can use it. I guess they could use it for normal ones, but yeah, it's like, you know, if there's lightning, strobe lights will go off at the sides and stuff like that. So they've engineered it all.
Okay.
So yeah, we'll hopefully go and let you experience that joy, and then next week. When we record you, we go, no, geez, I ain't doing that again. So let's move on to some listener comments.
Yes.
And firstly, we have from Ian Bitdead at Bitdead77. Fantastic show, gents, at Last Save Loaded. Ipswich people are called Ipshits.
I don't believe it.
I'm pretty certain that's not true.
It doesn't sound it. It doesn't sound it.
Yeah, but to give some context, I didn't realise at the time, Ian comes from, or lives in Norwich, which is, you know, an hour up the road, and there's a bit of local rivalry between Ipswich and Norwich.
All right, okay. Yeah.
So this is Suffolk, that's Norfolk.
Right, okay. There are folk.
Yes, yeah.
Hulk.
I mean, some people like to say, oh, if you come from Norwich, give me six.
So they're basically saying inbreds.
Yes.
Okay, lovely. Yeah, beautiful.
That's the sort of... Well, let's put it this way. So, my Blood Bowl League, one of them has just arranged to do a Ipswich versus Norfolk competition.
Wow, okay.
And someone asked the question of... How many people have responded from their side that are going to do it? And before he got a response, someone else replied with, I'd be surprised they could even type their own name.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I mean, to be fair, I replied saying, I think you're out of line. I don't think that's acceptable to say that. But
yeah,
no one else kind of really reacted on it. But anyway, I did respond to Ian and say, how dare you?
Yes, which Ian replied, as neither of you are from Ipswich, then you have no need to take offence.
Neither of us being, of course, me and Ruth. Okay. Who, I sent the message to, and I said, oh dear, I didn't realise it was from Ipswich. Now, she came back with, this is Trillian Penguin, P-I-H-C, out of Bouncy Senate. She just said, charming, Face with tears of laughter, face with tears of laughter, face with tears of laughter.
And which Ian replied, sorry, Trillian, forgive my stupid joke. Face with tears of joy.
And Trillian says, ha 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 ha, I'm obviously deeply offended.
Which Ian replied, that makes you and Justin.
Sad face.
Offended, obviously.
And Ruth just came back with, I'm sure we'll cope. Now, Ian did reply with a fingers crossed emoji, but I'm sure we're not going to be too offended by that.
Now, let's get to the question of the fortnight, Justin, because this is one that I thought of myself.
Yes.
I kept it simple, but I am bitterly and disappointed, and Justin is just smirkingly laughing behind my
back.
Not
at all.
As he picked me up today, he went, oh, there wasn't too many replies for the question of your question of the fortnight. So I'm not hurt in any way, but, you know, sometimes it's just, you know, it's a timing thing, but I'm not taking offence.
We are recording much earlier than we normally would.
Yeah. Couple of days earlier than me when I only wore jest, but anyway, so I'll read out the question of the fortnight, which is, Justin and Colm will be recording this weekend and we would like to know which E3 cancelled indefinitely. I'm sure I probably misspelled that one, but do you think Nintendo, Sony and Microsoft do a better job with their own presentations?
Well, I can confirm you did not spell it incorrectly. That is the correct right way to spell indefinitely. So, first up was Dave at Yellowbug 1969, who says, can't remember the last time I watched a presentation / showcase. I've no interest in seeing games be announced that won't see a release for 2 to 3 years. If it hasn't got a release date, I don't care anymore. Well, Dave, you should have been watching the Summer Games Fest stream, because there was quite a few things with release dates on them.
Yeah, some of them are even PC and mobile games, which I'm sure you're just thrilled for. I just think, you know, I didn't watch it live. I just went in and I watched it when it was nearly over, I'd say. So I just went back over the recording, and basically when they start talking about the games, and, you know, in general, they had your man on. What you call him?
Jeff Keighley.
Not Jeff Keighley.
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. I didn't want to hear dribble coming from his mouth, so I just skipped that bit. I was only interested in watching the trailers.
Well, I filled you in the car on the way here. You did, as to what you said.
You did, so that...
you've got to be... You relate to the character, and you've got to know that every grunt is the right sort of grunt. So, yeah. I put the time in.
Yeah, how much money were you getting paid to say that, buddy? So... I didn't really see anything that interests me, you know.
For anyone that didn't guess, Nicolas Cage is going to be a character released for Dead by Daylight. As a survivor, not even as a killer.
Right. And Brooker, he likes that game, doesn't he?
I believe so.
He's a big fan.
Yeah.
So, yeah, nothing really bit me in the ass, as they say. No, I didn't say that. Nothing really jumped out at me, but I'm sure, you know, I just have too many games to play, Justin. I have no interest in buying any more games.
I'm sure there was a lot of people going, oh, look, there's more about Final Fantasy Rebirth.
Oh, they did that one there, Rebirth, didn't they?
Yeah, they did put that right at the end.
Wasn't that a PSP game?
No. They did have a bit of a mobile game. Because I briefly turned the chat on and it was filled with people going, don't you have mobile phones? You know, like when they announced that, was it Diablo?
Yes.
Diablo Immortal?
Yes. Isn't it gas how things have changed in the last 10 years, where when the 3DS was out and the PS Vita, everybody's going, oh, nobody's playing them anymore. They're all playing on their mobiles. We've basically got a full circle turnaround in that respect, where the Switch has come out in 2017 and has basically changed the whole landscape of mobile gaming and what mobile gaming means and what it is. You've got the AO Neo Erics coming out for PC. You've got the Steam Deck. It's totally changed. I'm not sure if, I don't know anybody that plays mobile games, do you? As a full-time.
No.
As a full-time gaming
There was
hobby.
One person who, when I worked, when I was in the office in Swindon, I would walk past his desk as I left, and he would be sat at his desk at 5:20 playing PUBG on his phone.
Wow. With touch screens?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I just thought, that can't be a fantastic connection.
Well, it was touch screen as well, controls. I
mean. Yeah.
Seriously. But I always, you know, I just think it's funny that, you know, people said mobile gaming was dead, and, you know, the Vita was dead, which, you know, probably was because of the expensive cards, but at the same time, there's such a rich community of PS Vita heads out there that it's not dead and it's far from dead. So I think people's perception of when the smartphones came out 10 years ago was that everybody was going to be playing on their mobile. It's not really happened.
No.
Did you see that Samsung thing on the Summer Games thing? Samsung?
I saw an advert kept coming up for Samsung, but...
Was that
but,
it?
But you've missed... Talking of mobile phone retailers, you've missed the best thing that came out this week.
Oh, I missed it.
Do you want to buy a $3,600 ski mask?
Yes, we're not Sony, we're not Apple fanboys here on this podcast, so I'm sure there's other podcasts out there that love and adore Apple and what they stand for and what they like to charge. But it did look interesting. Now, in fairness to it, it does look like the next evolution of AR/VR. Now, I don't know if the cheaper PSVR games or PSV, not the, even the... What's that other one that Facebook make?
The Oculus Rift.
Oculus Rift is as high a quality. It's two, I think it's HD, isn't it? The Oculus Rift.
Yeah.
But you have that Pico one as well, don't you?
There was the Vive, the HTC Vive. There was the Oculus Rift.
I've seen in Smith's the other day. I was in Smith's and I seen a Pico, P-I-C-O.
It's a new.
I think they're bringing out a new handheld as well as a new VR. We had it in Smith's anyway, so it must be mainstream if Smith's have it. But I think that's 2K, I think. But anyway, so it just seems to me that we're all going to be sitting in each other's rooms now, and instead of looking at each other's phones and ignoring each other, we're going to have something over our heads that we won't have to even look at each other anymore. And we'll just sit in an empty room. We won't need televisions, we won't need screens, we won't need anything. Everything be on this headset. So we're going to look like total morons and just, we'll probably lose the will to speak at that stage. We'll probably lose all our limbs because we won't be doing anything. And we'll just look like them people in that Disney animation. That people got so lazy and fat that they just went around in electric scooters.
That would be Wally.
Exactly. So yeah, so to come back on the subject, which is, you know, there's only two people replied, so thanks very much, you two people. It's Paul W at _wondering_. Definitely easy to watch, available freely and more frequently. In my humble opinion, E3 is officially a dinosaur. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Dave.
So I believe he, I very much hope he's saying, in my opinion, it's extinct, rather than, in my opinion, it's a big scary thing that might stomp on you and kill you, or chomp you up for a tasty treat.
Yes, okay, yes.
you talking about Wall-E has made me remember that I did also watch another film, but it wasn't a first-time watch. I made Ruth and her daughter sit down and watch... Cars.
All right.
With Lightning McQueen.
Did they never see that before?
Ruth certainly hasn't.
Really?
And, you know, we're halfway through and I'm going, have you worked out who does the voice yet? She's like, no. And I say, it's Owen Wilson. She's like, is it? And then a bit later, yeah, okay, I can hear it. And obviously has the truck, and it's played by Cliff from Cheers.
Yeah.
And she's like, is he just in everything? I was like, you're getting ahead of the end. there in the drive-in theatre. It's like, oh, this voice actor, he's really good. He's going places.
Did they enjoy it?
Yes.
Now, how old is the Cars movies? Because it must be in about 20 years.
Oh, the first one, I think we worked out it was a good 10, 15 years old.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I'm checking.
I don't even think I remember going to the cinema with
I definitely didn't see it at the cinema. I own it on DVD. 2006 it came out.
Wow, okay. Maybe I did see it with Ryan.
And do you know what? Having watched it again this recent time, I picked up on a joke that I missed the first time. That Mater, the rusty pickup truck, yeah, when he says, "My name's Mater," like Ter-Mater.
Yeah.
To me.
He's a tow truck.
Yeah.
So he's
Ter-Mater.
Ter-Mater.
Yeah, very good.
And it was there was just one shot where you see the signpost above his little house, and I suddenly clicked and thought, oh my, how did I miss that?
Wow.
Because they just called him Mater.
Yeah. Wow.
But I just thought it was very clever. And I can't.
So are you a fan of this?
I enjoyed Cars. I said Cars 2 is bad and Cars 3 is all right.
Okay.
Because Cars 2, they like go to Europe on some sort of spy mission, and in 3, they're back doing the racing, but he's now he's the old guard, and yeah, there's new cars with new technology coming through that he can't keep up with, and
right,
you know, it's like the fall from grace.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like a Rocky.
Well, yeah, Rocky 5 or 6 or.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. I believe they're making an Expendables 4. Is that correct? Or 5?
I mean, I don't know. I know they've done 3.
Yeah, I think it's 4. There's supposed to be an Expendables 4 coming out.
Well,
I don't know whether it's going straight to DVD.
It's not going to be brilliant, is it?
No, no, no. I thought the first one was okay.
The first one was alright. I mean, some of the little gimmicks, like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger saying, "I'll be back," and Bruce Willis going, "No, you've been back enough. I'll be back." You know, that was before Planet Hollywood kind of fell apart.
Yeah.
And that's not really doing much these days.
No.
You don't hear about that.
Yeah. I just think it would have been more suited back in the 80s, but then they were a lot younger then, so they had no interest in doing that.
Well, yeah.
It's basically, it's like an old age pensioners reunion, basically, at this stage.
I mean,
with the Raiders of the Lost Ark being released imminently.
Well, no, it's not called that, is it?
What did they call it?
No, it's not even Crystal Skull. What's the new Indiana Jones going to be called?
So it's not even Indiana Jones. It's going to be just, what's the name of it? I thought it was still Indiana Jones.
So the new film,
yeah,
is And the Dial of Destiny. But they've since retconned the original one, because the original one was Raiders of the Lost Ark. It was just called that.
Yeah.
And then they did Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
But if you look at artwork these days, it now says Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, all right. Okay, yeah.
You know, they've gone back and retconned the name. Right. But that's what Lucas does, you know. Star Wars didn't used to be called Star Wars A New Hope.
Yes, that is correct. But was that brought in when Disney took it over?
No, that was that
something to allow for the other movies to come in to play?
I don't know if it was after Empire Strikes Back, but
right. Yeah, because it was just, yeah, A New Hope was never called A New Hope. It's just Star Wars.
Yeah,
but anyway, thank you. That was just a few podcast mentions.
Please give us some podcast.
Yes, I will, Justin. Before I have to go for a postnatal depression. I mean, poo.
What? Postnatal. Have you been taking too much estrogen yet?
Game Burst 60 Minutes with Here's Out Lapsed Gamer Radio. Thank you very much.
It feels really weird sitting here talking to Justin because I'm still staring at the screen like I would be at home and he's looking at me for some reaction, but I'm still staring like I would normally do at home.
I'm looking at the screen periodically.
Yes. So it's really weird. It's really surreal sitting here with Justin. It's like, you know, same time next week, you know, same time, call around next 2 weeks.
Well, next time we'll use the front and back setting on the microphone. We'll sit either side of a table, shall we? Not even have a screen, just have notes in front of us. Get our tablets out. Oh, dear. Where can people find you, Colin?
You can find me at Tom67, or I have been streaming a bit more lately at twitch.tv/Solemn67.
Now, you said you were going to be streaming yesterday morning and you didn't.
Did you? You just didn't get a notice.
Ah.
And Trillian didn't get a notice either. But George was on around the corner. It was surreal because I was playing this level in the Sackboy game.
Yeah.
And it was Depeche Mode, Just Can't Get Enough, done in a flute. What do you call them? Pan pipes. It was really weird. It was just really weird. Of course, I was there was nobody listening at the time when I was doing it, when I did it. And then George came along and said, do you want me to go back to that level so you can hear Just Can't Get Enough in pan pipes? And he went, yes. And I said, isn't that true? I'm not imagining it. She said, yes, that's correct, yes. So, yes, Just Can't Get Enough in pan pipes. If you want to hear that, go and download the PS Plus game for last month and give Sackboy a go.
Sackboy, A Big Adventure.
A Big Adventure, yes.
Yes. Well,
where can people find you, Justin?
Funnily enough, they can email lastsaveloaded@gmail.com. They can tweet at lastsaveloaded, which, you know, more of you should be tweeting, but...
Oh, yeah. It's summertime. People are out and about.
What's happening, people? Is it just Twitter's, like, died for a lot of people? Oh, I have noticed a lot of people that I used to follow just haven't tweeted in months.
I think a
fair bunch of people have gone to Mastodon or Hive.
Oh, Mastodon. It sounds like a sex toy. But anyway, I just find that I don't have my notifications on my phone anymore on Twitter. For Twitter, so I tend to...
I have them on, but I only get notifications for...
certain people?
No, direct messages.
All right, okay.
The mentions doesn't come through, even though I've got it set to message.
Oh, okay. Because I used to have, when I, you know, 2 years ago, I used to have them on all the time, but I just got, just can't be arsed.
And annoyingly, I also had the iPad using Tweetbot so that you could be signed into the Last Save Loaded account and mine. And last time I turned it on, it went, oh yeah, Elon Musk has decided that we're going to restrict all our keys. So thanks very much for the money you gave us years ago. This doesn't work anymore. And so I don't use the iPad for Twitter anymore, which means I have to log on to this PC.
Okay, right. Well, that's a good thing, isn't it? Do you not have Twitter on that phone?
No. Yes, I do, but not the last episode. It's just signed into me, and I can't be dealing with signing out of mine and signing into the other one.
You can't have two accounts on the one thing.
It'll be like when you used to do it, and I used to get an email every time going, someone has just signed in.
Okay, yeah.
So if you do want to follow me, I am at Onya6. And not that I've done it in a while, but streaming would be on twitch.tv/Onya6, where hopefully... It might be a bit late for him tonight. It might have to be tomorrow morning, but hopefully I'll be getting Colin to have a go on the PSVR 2.
Cool. Yes. Yes. It's only 20 past 9. Or no, it's 9:30 actually. It's
nearly 9:30.
Yeah.
You've been up a long time. You're probably...
I've been up a long time. 55 years, just.
I've been driving for 50 years when I fell asleep at the wheel. Just for carrot.
Okay.
Right, so thank you very much, Colin.
No worries.
Let's just have a quick look at the timer.
Respectable.
We've managed to drag that out longer than we thought it was going to be.
Considering there's only two replies. Now, what I don't want to happen, people, is if I do the next question of the fortnight and I only get two replies and then Justin does the next question of the fortnight after that and he gets more replies, well, then I'll be giving Justin the full-time job of question of the fortnight. Yeah,
but remember, people complain about my questions because they say they're overly convolutedly difficult.
And mine are so simple, they don't even bother replying. So where do you go from there? Where is the halfway ground? Anyway,
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Colm. So all that remains to be seen and said. Yes.
Because we're in the room and we can see and say to each other.
Indeed. So all that remains is for me to say it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.
Thank you very much. And goodbye.
Bye.
With regards to listener comments from last week, we don't want to do that yet, do we?
No, we don't, Justin. Right. We don't want to do that. You're right. Exactly.
So, okay. Can you feel the floor there? That's the people next door running along.
That's lovely.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like a mini earthquake there. Easy to follow storyline. Do you have to watch the first one to watch this?
I guess there's a...
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
Shut up.
And there's Siri just interrupting us.
Yes.
She's probably listening because I said her name.
Yeah. And being Justin, I tried to keep it simple. No, not being like Justin. For me,